Yo, what's good, Unfiltered Love People? It's your guy, Calistus, because I listen from heaven to earth to me, to you, and sell it all in love. I'm the Freedom Coach, and you're listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. Woo! Hey, y'all see, I got my voice back, so the woo is back. So, listen, today we're here for a good episode. It's Black History Month, so y'all know how I feel. Gotta give you a little historical context of why it's Black History Month, why was it chosen the month of February, and I did a giveaway. I'm gonna tweet out a giveaway by the time this episode airs, and if you can tell me why, who, and when did Black History Month start? Even though I'm gonna give you all the answers in the next few minutes. So, y'all know my favorite song is the Black National Anthem among every song. Like, it's just one of those songs that always inspires me, keeps me going, gets me all motivated and make me feel good and stuff. That and A Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong, which we'll talk about him later in the month because, you know, I'm gonna talk about all my favorites, Langston Hughes, Toni Morrison, Kobe Bryant, and Beyonce, of course. So, as we start looking at Black History Month, we know that Carter G. Woodson started it, and it happened in the month of February because of the two pinnacle people of his time that he thought was. Now, Carter G. Woodson, in his own right, created Black History Month because he thought that Black people should be acknowledged for all the crap that they went through. What? You mean somebody knew that back when? Yeah, he knew that back when. And America agreed. Like, yeah, we did these people wrong. We didn't give them what they're supposed to. They never got reparations. And we probably never will. That's a whole nother discussion. And later on, when I'm the fourth Black president, trust me, we're going to get them. So, as we start that, he did it because on the 14th of February is Frederick Douglass' birthday. But then there's also the Emancipation Proclamation from Abraham Lincoln. And so I think Abraham Lincoln's birthday is on the 12th of February. I could be lying. Fact check me, somebody. You know, it's a dialogue. So if I'm wrong, I'm okay with you tweeting me, emailing me, and hitting me up. By the way, if you're listening, make sure you hit that star button. Make sure you like, share, subscribe. You know, the whole goal of Unfiltered Love Radio is for us to reach 7 billion people. And in 2030, when it's 8 billion people, we want to reach them too. But our goal is to make you lit. It's to make you lifted, inspired, and transformed so that you can be free and live your mega life. I'm going to keep saying that because I think it's important that you understand that we have the tools, techniques, and strategies to help you get to your next part of life. And that's what we do. We have people come on. We talk. We have discussions about business, money, a plethora of things. It's a whole hodgepodge. And you never know what the hell I'm going to say. I never know what I'm going to say because, you know, my mind just be going and I just start talking. So, next up, y'all gonna hear the Black National Anthem by the one and only Beyonce. No, I don't own the rights to it, but y'all gonna hear it anyway. Listen to Unfiltered Love Radio. We'll be right back. Time of year again. Y'all know it's Black Creativity, it's Black History Month. We're here. It's your guy, Calistus. You're listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. All right. Unfiltered Love people, we're back. Look, and today, in celebrating Black creativity, I want to introduce you guys to somebody. Who do I got in the studio?
Cable.
Okay. That's it?
The artist, yeah.
This guy, look. I've been waiting to talk to this guy for a mad minute, right? And he just go come in here and say one word, and he, trust me, he talks. So, tell him who you are, what do you do?
All right, so I am Black.
Oh, Lord. Well, thank God.
Yeah.
Well, he's kind of Black. He kind of had peanut butter color. Yeah, I know colorism still exists, and we perpetuate it, and it's fine, because it's just a part of who we are.
No, but I'm an upcoming, I would say, an artist.
Okay, let's stop saying upcoming. One thing is... And see, look at me. I gotta educate before I even get his intro done. But we gotta stop saying upcoming. I'm not an upcoming New York Times bestselling author. I'm not an upcoming best speaker of the world, global speaker. I'm not an upcoming billionaire. I am.
You are.
And so you
already
are.
Exactly.
Because as a man thinking, so is he.
That's true.
So as you think, then you are. So you're not upcoming. You are whatever kind of artist you want to be. So now let's start that again. Who are you?
I am Cable, the artist, the songwriter, the singer, the visionary.
The songwriter, the singer, the visionary. So when you say songwriter, singer, visionary, it just makes me think of... So let me tell you. I stalk people on Instagram, and they don't know that I stalk them, right? So one day, this dude goes live, and he's probably like, who the hell is this in my life? And I just start talking to him just random because I'm random. And he's talking about being at work and being bored. But then we just get into a conversation. And I'm like, you know what? You really should come on my podcast, because low-key I've been following you for... I think I've been following you at that point for like 6 months.
Really?
And you probably hadn't even noticed
it. No.
And so I had just seen all these singing videos, and I was like, yo, I like his tone, and I also like his texture. And it's very rare that I like a person's tone and texture at the same time. And then because you have such a falsetto kind of voice, it kind of threw me off like, dang, but he has such a rich tone. So it kind of reminded me of a Jonathan McReynolds. And so you kind of fell into that category, but then you had this kind of depth to you. So I was like, So then we had a whole conversation because we were at an event at the same time. And you were talking to this girl. And I was like, yo, I was at that event too.
Oh, yeah. Back to R&B. Right. Yeah.
It was just crazy. Like, we start talking. So then he's here. So, songwriter, let's talk about this.
Okay. So, I wrote my first song in high school. Mm-hmm. I always came up with little, like, melodies in my head. But, like, I never really, like, sat down to write a song. And one day after a chemistry test, I just was like, I want to write a song. And I just sat down and I wrote it. And, I just kind of like did the little melody in my head, and that was my first song. And then it wasn't until I got to college that I really like, I heard a beat and I got inspired, and I loved to like kind of just freestyle kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't done it in a while, but I...
Uh-oh. Y'all know what that means, right? Y'all know what that means. See, people always create what I'm going to do. You guys create. And it's so funny because people, I tell them, you cannot prep for this podcast because everybody's different. Every show is different. But as soon as people start talking, then that innovates. That you create the podcast.
Yeah.
And so you just created what you're going to do.
Yeah. Well, look, here it is. Right on the spot.
So you even get a head up. You even get the heads up. Yeah. Usually people don't get the heads up. But that's just one thing you're going to do out of, you know, several.
Out of many. But, so I heard this beat and I got really inspired and I just freestyled on it. And I went back, wrote down the words and tweaked them and then made a great song. And then I didn't really get too serious about it until, I would say, January of last year. Like, right around this time, I released my first song, Melancholy. And I went through this really tough time and, you know, Cable, I connected people and I heard this song and it helped me get through like the depths of...
The song you wrote, you heard?
Yes. When I finished it, I literally stayed up all night listening to it in my room. I was feeling so down, feeling so depressed, feeling so lost. Like, and it was literally the only thing that could like put me into a place of solace. Like, through that whole experience, that song literally just lifted me all the way up. Like, it was just... It just felt like a release.
So, you're a Black man, and a lot of the times, I'm a counselor, and we talk about this over here. And Black mental health, to me, is very important. Because I think we have different versions of PTSD that other people won't understand or they won't go through. And then being a man, it's an added PTSD, right? So you said you were so down, you were so depressed, and you're feeling this, but if you wrote a song that uplifted you.
Correct.
So you took your creativity, found a way for you to do it. But what do you say to people that don't have that creativity? Should they go to music to kind of find that solace and that who they are?
I always tell people to find an outlet that works for them. And it's usually something that they do that they usually find solace in. Like, for instance, I've always been attuned to music. Mm-hmm. Some people just always been attuned to, like, playing sports. Some mm-hmm. people are always in tune, you know, going for a run. Like, you know, just different things that they enjoy. Just talking to people, going out. Like, and for a while, my thing has been, okay, listen, you can't keep all of this stuff bottled up inside you. You have to find a correct outlet and experiment with it. Don't just go to this one thing, because when that one thing doesn't work anymore, then all of a sudden you're in a rut. You don't know what to do.
That's good. You're listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. We'll be back with Cable. Unfiltered Love Radio. So, Cable, we were talking about mental health and people finding things that they do. So you were saying don't put everything into one thing. So beyond music, what else do you like doing? What else do you enjoy?
I enjoy swimming. I
really love to swim. Wait a minute. Hold on. You a black man and can swim?
And can swim.
Oh, my God.
It's a must.
You're an anomaly.
No. No.
Are you Sasquatch?
No.
Okay. So a black man that can swim. Actually, you know, a lot of black Olympians were swimmers. We have a few of them. But that's great. So swimming, music, what else?
I like to run, too. It's funny because I actually just said something about that. Like, going to running, I'm thinking about all the things that in my mind, like, I would do mm-hmm. if I was down. And that's a good thing, too. Like, write things down that you would be like, all right, what makes me happy? I get out of bed and I like to read a book or different things. So you kind of, like, prepare so that way you don't have to be ready.
Yeah. And that's yeah. So I like that. I like prepare so you don't have to be ready. So one of the things for me, because every day is not a good day. And some days people think every day is a good day just because I don't think you have to look like the hell you go through.
I agree with that.
And so for me, I love reading. And my friend, she always makes fun of me because one year I read 89 books and I'm going to break that record one day and read 90. And I thought last year was going to be it. And I thought this year was going to be it. But this year I'm only 4 books in. And so she's like, you really read all of those books? And so we're talking about it yesterday. And I said, well, you know, I do some audiobooks, but for me, reading, because I can read faster than I can listen.
Correct.
Because I can speed read, which okay. isn't always very good. But to me, it's one of those things, I'd rather read a book than listen to a book.
I'd rather read the book myself, too. I've recently, as I've grown up, I was really into reading. Mm-hmm. And I realized that, like, I don't know, there's just something about the anomaly of reading that kind of, like, blows me away. Like, I'll read and know that I read, but I won't remember what was on the page. But I'm just summarizing the book in my head.
Right.
And that in itself is just an anomaly. Like, it was just mind-blowing to me because I was like, this is just throwing me off. I would think about it every time I read.
So what happens is we're kind of at a disadvantage. As millennials, I think we like reading, and there's a few of us that like reading, but the vast majority I've learned, even as a writer, because I'm a writer,
yeah.
I've learned that people don't like to read. So I have to create an audio version of what I'm doing, or I have to, like, I'm coming out with a cookbook pretty soon, and I'm thinking of a creative way to have this cookbook.
Yes.
Because I love cooking, and I'm like, well, how am I going to have my two passions come together? And I'm probably just going to have to talk the whole cookbook. So, which That's is cool. So I'm gonna work with the company and we're gonna figure out some way. But we live in a digital age. We live in a technological advance. And yeah, I stuttered. And so I think because we live there, we're so used to our phones and we're so used to our tablets and things are just constantly on the go that when we do read, our mind is already saying, okay, what's the whole point of me reading this?
Yeah, no. What I started doing, I started reading this book a little while ago.
What book?
The Road Less Traveled.
Oh,
yes,
by Mr. Forrest.
Yes, I loved it.
That's actually one of my favorites.
And what I started doing after every single chapter, I would like just I would write out like the lesson that was in that or like paraphrase it and just put it into my own words so that way it's conceptualized for me. Yeah.
So are you finished with that?
No.
Okay.
No.
When you finish it, we need to have a conversation about it. Cause where are you at in the book?
In the beginning, like the first few chapters.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What do you think so far?
I'm trying to figure out, okay, who did you say the book was by?
Is it John Frost or...
It's a self-help book. It's a self-guide, yeah, right? Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. You were talking about the same book then. Okay, yes. This book, the way that he conceptualized the ideas...
I'm
going to
fact-check myself, but I like... It's I love this book.
He just kind of, like, the way that he puts it, it brought an awareness to me. And we resonated when we were talking earlier because I'm interested in, like, being a psychologist as well. So, like, it's like, okay, so... The way that he put these terms and the way that he set up the examples of describing the people that he's talking about, mm-hmm. and then backing with that lesson, it was just kind of like, yeah, like, I just love the way that he put it because I learn by example. Like, if you can put something in a good analogy for me, it clicks.
So you're more of a visual person?
No, I'm a hands-on kind of guy. But when it comes to reading, I have to put it in a way that I have to make things more complicated for me to understand.
What?
Yes.
I need you to explain.
Yeah, okay, so like, for instance, math, right? I am a math fiend. I love chemistry. I love math. If I learn something a certain way, let's say you find out the easier way to do it, I'll still do it the old way because in my mind it makes
Peck.
Sense.
That's his name.
Yeah, yeah.
Scott Peck.
That's right.
Yeah. So, Roll Less Travel, Scott Peck. And anyway, continue, because I'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah, no, that book's amazing. But I'll like go back to the way that I feel like, I don't know, if my mind understands it easier, like I'll make something super complicated just for me to like
understand. So, do you do that? Because I find that people who do that, they do it because of a validation part that they need of themselves. So, do you find that you do that because... You know that you're smart, and in order for you to remind yourself that you're smart, you kind of do things that are difficult. Answer that when we come back. Unfiltered Love Radio. Yo, what's good, Unfiltered Love people? You're tuned into Unfiltered Love Radio. Stay tuned.
I haven't even thought about it.
So we over here talking about how he likes to complicate his life.
Yeah.
Which probably makes relationships complicated.
It does.
And probably makes your interactions with your friends and your family complicated because you're looking for a deeper meaning when they really want to be simplistic.
Oh, you hit it right on the head. Oh, absolutely. And it's like people like, so what I've been learning about lately is like love languages and everybody's is different. You
so
know?
What are yours?
Cause mine is
now that is another
physical touch.
Okay.
And what is it? I think...
Words of affirmation?
No. Quality time.
Okay, I can see that.
I think, really, for the quiz that I took for it, I really feel like words of affirmation should be another one, but I think the quiz that I took, like, it wasn't providing enough answers for me to be able to...
So, really let me tell you what happens, though. So, I teach that class.
Really?
The five love languages. I've been teaching it for years. Gary Chapman is the man.
Yeah.
For him to even come up with the concept of us to be able to relate to our love languages. I agree with most of it. There's some parts that I'm like, I feel like I need to recreate it or somebody needs to kind of update it. And what you'll learn over the course of time as you grow, as you mature, your love languages change.
True.
And they change often. But those people around you, you have to remember that their love languages are also changing. So when you're being complex and you're not building that relationship, you have to remember, you always have to come back, and I think I say this all the time here, is nobody's above grace, not even the worst person. And nobody above grace for me is a reminder that everybody has the propensity to mess up, and it's okay.
Yeah.
And it's okay. So if I mess up, I'm going to say, well, I didn't mess up on purpose, but I still messed up.
Yeah.
Same for the next person. Okay, they messed up. I'm pissed off. I'm angry. I really want to fight you right now. I'm just...
You give them the benefit of the doubt.
But
you
messed up. You're human. Humans are going to be human.
That's true. Yeah.
Humans are going to be human. So as a creator, as an innovator, what does that look like for you?
Me messing up?
Yeah.
Okay. Me messing up, for real, it looks like I'm slowly learning that, like, I have to be human. Everybody's gonna have their ups and downs. So, like, say for instance, I'll perform a song and I'm like, I don't like the way that this went. I'll turn around and be like, okay, well, what am I doing wrong? What can I do right? Okay, I need to put more practice in. And then what I'm starting to learn is, like, the era that we live in, this technological age that we live in.
See, the word is hard to say, ain't it?
The word
is hard to say. Yeah. You never really say. We don't say.
No, anything. You tripped me up earlier. No.
Blame it on me.
But yeah. So like I was saying though, the way that we compare ourselves is natural. Like you can be like on social media and be like, I'm not comparing myself. But like secretly in the back of your mind, it might not be on the forefront, but like in the back of your mind, you're comparing yourself.
Well, that's the thing. The subconscious mind does not know what's reality and what's fiction. And so if we're constantly on our phones, and it's so funny because recently, today or yesterday actually, I realized how much time I spend on my phone. And Apple's already had like the little thing, but I had cut mine off because I didn't want to know how many times I opened my phone. I didn't want to know that. So last week I cut it on. And my numbers were astronomical. Wow.
What'd you get?
And
wait, how many hours? Was it above 9?
Yes.
That's crazy.
It was it literally said that I was on my phone 17 hours a day.
Stop.
A day.
No. But, see, that's the difference. Okay, so, like, people of an older generation, they'll be like, oh, no, like, you're on your phone so much, but like you own a business, so you do a lot of stuff that requires you to be on your phone.
And that's the thing. In my head, I'm doing a lot of research because I am. I'm always looking something up. I'm always trying to figure out the next best method. I'm always following somebody who I think I can influence or they can influence me. I'm always like DMing and all that stuff, right? However, I do spend a lot of time just scrolling and liking.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Look at those categories.
And so subconsciously, my mind is saying, oh, you're not Gary Vee. Oh, you're not Oprah. No. Oh, you're not Miles Monroe. Or, you know, all the people that that influence me.
Yeah.
I'm constantly looking at them. I'm constantly looking at Lisa Nichols and Les Brown thinking like, okay, I like the way that they said this. Now, how can I say it in my way, in my version, so I can have my... And I'm constantly doing that, so that comparison is automatically there because we have so many roadmaps. Whereas Les Brown didn't have that roadmap.
Yeah.
He didn't really... I mean, everybody has Zig Ziglar if you're in the motivational speaking realm to kind of look at. But it was harder to have access to it. Now we have access to all of it. And so we have no choice but to compare. We have no choice. When I hear a song and I'm like, oh, I want to write a song. Oh, I kind of want it to sound like that. But it's because that's the sound that I'm listening to.
And then you want to be a rebel because you're like, no, because I don't want my song to sound like that.
Right.
Like,
but then you end up writing the song.
Yeah, and you're sounds, like, what? Like, yes.
Yeah, so subconsciously we just don't know. And so a lot of the times I think we just need to kind of step back. And so yesterday I was not feeling well at all. Today I don't really feel that great. So I just literally put my phone down.
And it just
opens and everybody's
up.
Like, you didn't really post. You didn't really do this. And when I wind up looking at my phone a few hours later, I had so many missed messages. I had so much stuff. But I felt good about myself because I realized I need to limit that. And I was able to create two other programs that I would not have been able to create.
It's really important that we as individuals, like, okay, just to take this on another note since we hopped on this topic, I went to an observatory and
my favorite.
You
don't know, everybody know I love stars.
I was taken aback by the way that they live their lives off of the sky. Like, cause I always wondered, like in my mind, like, hey, like how do they build the roads like so perfect, so straight? Like, you know, how do they know such and such and such and such? Mm-hmm. And it really explained all of that because it gave a presentation on the ceiling. And when we, you know, everybody's looking at what we got right here now. Everything is on the phone. Everything is on the tablet. Everything is on the, you know,
right
here at our fingertips. But yet we're not doing as much as these people back in the day, like, you know.
But are we not?
Because people keep saying that. We don't build the infrastructure because our infrastructure is technology.
It's so weird, though.
But, I mean, if you really look at the internet, is only what? The internet is older than me. So, what, the internet is 30 years old?
I think so. I've never done the research.
But that's the thing. The internet is young compared to the railroad tracks.
Correct.
And so, the railroad tracks, they started off as people actually putting these tracks down, going to do things, right?
Yeah.
But the internet started off as www.wherever I'm going. And now we literally can just type in where we want to go and it gets there. So we haven't even reached the peak of the internet and what we're going to create and what we're going to build. We're just going to create and build different. I mean, look at Spotify. Look at Apple.
Yeah.
That's a whole different... Who ever thought they'll be streaming music?
That's...
When people had CDs and tapes, I never thought we'll be streaming Netflix. Netflix was a whole DVD, a whole VHS company, then a DVD company, then became...
Now you just
type in Netflix.
Yeah.
And so... As we grow and we advance, everything is going to be at our fingertips, right? But that means we're creating new foundations that accommodate our world.
I've never even thought about it like that.
You listen to Unfiltered Love Radio. We'll be back. Yo, 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 what's good, Unfiltered Love people? You're listening to Unfiltered Love Radio.
But I see...
We're talking about taking advice from older people. We're just talking.
Yeah, and I see now, like, how... I always look towards older people, like, older generations, because I feel like they have the wisdom. But see, like, if I sit down with somebody who has what I feel is a strong point of view... Though it's different from mine, it really enlightens my mind, you know?
Well, I mean, that's how we become. But the one thing, this is going to sound really bad. Sorry for all my older listeners, because I know I have quite a few of you guys. Older people give some stupid-ass advice.
That's why I ask so many of them. I ask so many of them because I'm like... What are y'all trying to say, like, as a whole? Like, what are y'all trying to say as a big picture? And somebody, live your life. Like,
I love older people, and a lot of them are wise. I've been fortunate to grow up with a bunch of old people.
Yeah.
And it's just really fortunate. And it is, because a lot of people don't have that experience. But what I've come to learn is that some of their advice doesn't relate to today. Now, the general concepts of live your life. I never really understood that until now I'm getting older, and I'm like, oh, I get what they're saying. Or they'll say things like, the youth is wasted on the young. Well, it is, because when you're young, you just kind of do whatever you want to your body. Go have sex, eat what you want, do what you want, drink, party. And then you're like, dang, by the time you get older, you're like, why did I do all of that? I didn't have to do any of those things to be happy. I could have just did this and this. But you were happy in the moment. You know, so it's the catch 22, you know. And I love older people, and I love the wisdom that they give. But a lot of the wisdom they give does not relate to how life is today.
It's because it just changed. Like,
it changed.
It bubbled up so fast under them. That's why I just can't believe, like, the people who went from having a landline all the way to having a cellular phone. Like, literally just going from all of that. Like, it's just like, well, what was your reaction to all of this?
Yeah.
Like, and they just... I don't know. It just happened.
My grandparents, you know, and my great-great. So, my great-great-great-grandmother, she passed a few years ago. But my great-grandmother, you know, to get her to use a cell phone and then to get on FaceTime, and then you think that her mom was a slave.
That's crazy.
My great-great-grandmother would tell me how it was being a slave.
Yeah.
And then how it was being an indentured servant. Then how it was being in California, being free.
Yeah.
And then you think, like, oh my goodness.
It wasn't even that far away.
That was not that long ago.
White.
And we
white,
just wipe
white,
off.
White,
exactly.
White.
That history's there, but it's gone.
I literally was writing a song about this. Literally the other day as I was writing, like, this, it literally came to my mind. I was literally writing, coming through the Hampton Tunnel, and I just got this little melody in my head for it.
Uh-huh.
And,
How did it go?
I don't know. Hold up. I'm gonna...
Yeah, I know I'm gonna put him on the spot. We'll give him a couple of seconds to figure it out.
All right, look. So unofficial, nothing real. Hold on.
I mean, did you write it?
Actually, yeah.
So that means it's gonna manifest, right?
Actually,
I'm just saying.
Let's see. All right, so you want me to sing this, or you want me to say it?
I want you to sing it.
I don't know. This is more of like, I don't know. This could be like more like a spoken word too. Okay. So all right. So
do what you want with it, Mr. All right. Creator, all right. Okay. Let's do it, Mr. Songwriter.
Let's do it.
Do what you want.
So wake up like clockwork. Honey workers in the bees, diplomas and degrees, without it clip wings if you ain't good old boy out the circle, especially since we don't all look like Urkel. And then it's like, so then I split that part. So that was how I started with it. And I was like, all right, cool. So then, lost kings and queens of our nation, wipe clean, no motivation. No fear of being complacent. No fear, just paycheck to paycheck. Loose leaf, the pages they tore out. Blue lines, our blueprint just wiped out. Replaced with decades of trauma.
Okay.
Rinse bleach, suddenly I'm a foreigner. And that's really what came to me in the moment. I didn't get a chance to really, like, finish it the way that I want to.
Say that last line. That last line really... That really... I felt like that was something.
So, rinse, bleach. Yeah. Suddenly, I'm a foreigner.
What does that mean?
So, for me... Okay.
I like that. That settled with me. I felt like I was...
Yeah.
So, one thing is, I'm from California, and living in Virginia, to me, where slavery and Christianity started. Whoa, we won't even go there. It's always one of those nostalgic moments. Like, Okay. Wow, this is where... And so when I see trees, when I'm going to different areas, I'm always thinking, wow, was this somewhere where somebody was lynched?
That's crazy.
Was that a plantation? Or you go to Suffolk and you see the cotton fields. And so when you say that line, that just reminded me of... I work in all seven cities, so I was coming from Suffolk the other day, and I saw cotton, and I pulled over. And every time I pull over, I just instantly feel emotional because I just go... If you ever touch cotton, it's prickly.
That shit hurt.
Yeah. And so, I didn't touch it this time because I knew. The first couple of times. Yeah. But every once in a while, I will go touch it. Because it's that reminder to me of what other people fought for so I can do what I do today. So, when you say that line.
So, for me, okay. I saw this video a while back. And it was a black man... arguing against a group of people, and I want to say, let's just say, I'm paraphrasing here, the person was like, I don't understand why black people, you know, are so offended by, you know, what happened. We're not the people who we used to be, you know, like, we as white people, as a race, aren't where we used to be at. And he was like, well, look, you gotta understand it like this. He was like, imagine, we came from a whole another country. And you come over here, you take us from where we came from, so you strip us of our language, you strip us of our culture, you strip us of everything that we ever knew about ourselves. So that's what I was perpetuating here in this song. Okay, our blueprint is wiped out. Cool. It's wiped.
Mm-hmm.
Just completely gone, right? And then he says, then you come here, you create art, you create religion, you create a whole society, and whitewash everything. So that's the bleach.
Mm-hmm.
We're rinsed in the cycle now. And then the bleach is on top of us now. Everything's whitewashed. Jesus is white. Everything's white. The Greek, you know, society here, that's all white. Everybody's white all of a sudden. And so now, when we're growing up, and suddenly, we have the power back in our hands, which is knowledge. You know, it's like, oh, everything revolves around the white man, you know? And unfortunately, it makes you feel, and it's so important because it's like, it's in the subconscious mind. Because it's like, you see all of these images of white people on high
places. Well, that's what we talked about. Yeah. That's what we talked about earlier. But as we were talking about earlier, having black entrepreneurs.
Yeah, and
to be able to make that connection with you, So that way, everything you realize everything isn't whitewashed, and that behind most of all of the great projects and the great things is a black person. Behind the light bulb, there's a black person. Behind the street lights, there's a black person. Yeah. And so when you realize that our history doesn't start in 1619.
Yeah.
It starts with the kings and queens. And in my office, not in this office because I took it out. In my office at work, I have this thing and it says, I am their legacy. And I'll show you. And if you follow me on other social media, I'm sure you've seen it. But it literally starts how our legacy is. And then you remembering that I am their legacy. So I started from kings and queens. I went through slavery. I went through a civil rights movement. And now I can be a president.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So it's remembering where you were, what you went through, and where you can go. You're listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. Yo, 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 we are back. Look, we've been having a good conversation. But, you know, since this man told me he's a freestyler, I'm going to do some VA's own and have him freestyle on this Virginia beat.
Hold up. I'm a singer. Hold up.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Would you like me to give you three words?
Actually, yes.
This is what I do.
Okay.
I do this.
Yeah.
Your three words. Innovative.
Okay.
Intelligent. And black. And we're gonna have him on this old Clips grinding beat because he's from VA.
Okay. Alright. Okay, I'm fine. I'm ready for change. Ready to write my name and bring my black people. Intelligence is my love. I'm ready to do it now. Remind me of my word right now.
Innovative black.
Okay. Cool. Alright, innovative black. Okay. So, trying to be so much more. Trying to be innovative, trying to switch the flow, but I'm lacking creative vision.
And I don't know what
I want to do, and I don't know who to choose, but I'm gonna make a move. Yes, I'm gonna make a move. Compose myself.
Yeah. Cable. Alright. Kinda low. We probably ain't gonna be able to hear it on the podcast.
Oh no.
I'm at that just the value.
Okay. But alright. Yeah.
So what you doing next, bro? What can we expect from you? When can these people start? Where can they you got the song out? Got a couple of songs out. Where can they find it? What?
Okay, so SoundCloud right now. That is what's happening.
We're gonna
right
get
now.
Him off of SoundCloud.
I'm gonna get off SoundCloud.
So he can start making money.
No, I am. I'm coming off
not,
of SoundCloud.
I'm not playing with nobody
but
this year.
I'm actually gonna start like owning all my own stuff. And that takes time.
It
so
I'll teach you the method. I own both of I own my music and my shit.
So I'm supposed to be performing at Vibe Fest on February 29th.
What is Vibe Fest?
Vibe Fest is a VA renaissance. For all artists here in Virginia. Like, literally, if you're from Virginia, you should be at Vibe Fest. Period.
That's good.
Yeah. So,
when is Vibe Fest taking place?
February 29th at Elevation 27.
And where's Elevation 27? What city is that?
I believe that is in Virginia Beach.
Yes.
I actually just got the details about this, and I was really, 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 really excited to just get my, like, just to be a part of something big, because this is going to grow. Like, this is going to be the biggest thing other than Something in the Water.
Right.
Yeah. So, we want people to come out. We want people to network. Shout out to Scott and Frequency VA and, like, really, like, yo, like, come out, experience what Virginia has to offer, really. There's so much talent here, and there's no reason not to experience.
And where can they find you on social media?
Is the TV on? My name's Cable, And my at is the TV on.
And that's on all social media platforms?
That is on Instagram and then Heteroclites for Twitter.
Heteroclites.
Heteroclites, an abnormal thing or being.
Interesting. I have not heard that word in forever. It's like when I heard the word humongalin, which means a short person.
So, what?
It's just kind of like one of those words. I'm like, oh, I haven't heard that word in forever. I like words, obviously. Yeah. Well, bro, I appreciate you coming out.
I appreciate
it. It's been great.
Thank you.
It's been wonderful. Y'all stay tuned for the Unfiltered Love moment. Yo, what's good, Unfiltered Love people? Yep, it's your guy, Kalissens. We back. Man, we talked to that guy, Cable. Make sure y'all go follow him, like, subscribe, and get out to VibeFest, you know. Being black in America has always been one of those most interesting factors. It shouldn't limit you. It shouldn't stop you. It should definitely motivate you, and it should definitely make you want to be proud of who you are, proud of your heritage, proud of where you came from. But if your mindset isn't correct, and you're thinking that your history started in 1619, then you'll never fully take force of the kings and queens that you are. In order for you to do that, you have to read, you have to learn of who you used to be and who you are supposed to be. You have to create a purpose. You have to write it down. You know, I'm always big about manifesting whatever you want to manifest, but you have to do more than just write it down. You have to take actions on it. Here at Unfiltered Love, we want to ensure that you are living your mega life. We want to ensure that you're lit. That's lifted, inspired, and transformed. But you can't do that if you're not taking the steps to do it. It's one thing that the person that's going to say, I'm about to do it, that never makes the actions. You have to get up off of your ass and make an action. Until you do that, you'll continue to live in the cycle that you're living in. Nothing changes if you're doing the same thing. Nothing changes if you're doing the same thing. So until next time, be free and live your mega life.